Education is the family business for the Von Eitzens. Ben and Beth have been at it for about a decade. He's a high school science teacher. She's a guidance counselor. From all appearances, they had it made. They worked in the same building, Graham High School in Alamance County, and they liked their jobs, they liked their colleagues, and they felt like they were really making a difference with their students. But one thing was missing.
It was getting to the point where we were devoting more and more of our time and assets to not get much in return to be able to provide for our family.
North Carolina ranks 46th in the nation in average teacher pay and is falling fast. So the Von Eitzens felt they had no choice and began looking around last year. When they both found jobs in upstate New York that paid them 40% more than they could make here, they felt like they had to go.
I think we would have stayed. We had made a home. We were very happy here with the culture, and we considered this our home. It was where we bought our first house. Our children had friends here. But overall, for my family, it is the best decision that I could make based on the situations.
That situation, many teachers believe, has gotten worse. Recent legislation has ended tenure and the salary increase for teachers who earn a master's degree. That has pushed more teachers to look to other states that pay more, including neighboring states like Virginia and South Carolina. On top of that, baby boomers are retiring, and some schools of education are reporting that their freshman enrollment is down between 20 and 40%.
I think there certainly is going to come a time soon where we are going to be in a shortage situation again.
Michael Marr is Assistant Dean for Professional Education and Accreditation at NC State's School of Education.
It's both the influx of people into North Carolina, more children. We're educating more children every year, it seems. But it's also the attrition.
Teaching salaries are set by the state on a very rigid schedule based almost entirely on experience. Many reformers believe this system has to be blown up and replaced with one that values the profession more and rewards the best teachers. Tony Habit is the president of North Carolina New Schools. He has led one of public education's most successful reform efforts, the early college high school model.
We need to look at the professions that require the same level of preparation and skills as our classroom teachers and benchmark teacher compensation off those professions, whether that's engineering or some other area, to be certain that someone who is making a career choice doesn't have to sacrifice their family, and it doesn't have to become missionary that they would choose to serve in our public school classrooms.
Other ideas to overhaul teacher pay include higher salaries for science, math, and reading teachers, and adjusting the schedule to pay younger teachers more. For some, addressing teacher compensation means replacing the current model with one that rewards the best teachers or teacher leaders. In August, Governor Pat McCrory introduced such an idea during a speech to the North Carolina Chamber of Commerce.
This program will invest a $10,000 stipend into at least 1,000 teachers who will be selected by their peers to implement North Carolina's career and college-ready standards.
That plan quickly stalled, but the law that replaces teacher tenure has a similar competitive element. It rewards those teachers deemed to be the best 25% with four-year contracts and a bonus.
Identifying the top 25% in effect is going to create a Hunger Games-type atmosphere here in North Carolina.
Rodney Ellis is the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators.
Instead of working collaboratively, they're going to be trying to make sure that they are recognized as one of those top 25% or so that they can get the four-year contracts and the little bonus that goes with it, a bonus which I don't believe that they've adequately funded. And so I think that's going to be huge for educators.
Many superintendents who would be charged with choosing the top 25% have also come out against the plan. They point out that teaching has become a much more collaborative effort over the years. These collaborations should take the form of teams, says Eric Gukan, with different roles for teachers and different pay. Gukan is McCrory's senior education advisor.
A teacher should be able to see that if I take these steps to improve my practice, to work in teams, and to bring about outcomes for my students, not necessarily in that order, then I will receive these rewards, both in terms of financial and in terms of responsibility.
Gukan also says teachers shouldn't have to become principals if they want to make more money, but should have a path to grow while staying in the classroom.
We all know who the best teacher in every grade level is. And by the best teacher, I don't necessarily mean the one with the best test scores. I mean the one that we want our child in. So we should be not just rewarding that one teacher as the best, but saying this teacher is a tremendous asset. We want to have this teacher be leading other teachers.
Do you need to measure every single side if it's a square?
No.
No. How many sides do you really need to measure? It's a square.
One.
One. Just one.
Jim Potter is the teacher you'd want your son or daughter to have. He's young, energetic, patient, and has a way of making math fun for third graders, whether he's in front of the class or working one-on-one with a student.
Ooh, that looks really good. Except one thing. What should these have after them? Is that four? What is it? It's four what? There you go.
Potter is doing his student teaching at Lockhart Elementary School here in Knightdale. His long road to becoming a teacher in training began when he was in high school and was involved in the Lego League. He was a judge and worked with younger kids on robotics projects. He thought that meant he liked computer science, so he made that his major at Virginia Tech.
Turns out I hated computer science. I actually enjoyed just working with children.
So Potter went overseas and taught in Japan before landing at NC State to get a master's degree in education and get certified. That landed him here in Dr. Elrod's third grade class, where he quickly picked up an important piece of advice he probably wouldn't have learned in a textbook.
One thing that he said that always stuck with me is never chase a student, because then they know that they've got the power. You can walk after a student. Never chase a student.
Potter is the future of teaching in North Carolina. He's comfortable in front of a class, and he has his eyes wide open about what he's getting into. He says he hopes to get a job after he gets certified next month, and he plans to have a long career as a teacher.
I feel good because I'm here by choice. Again, I have a computer science degree and I live in the Research Triangle. If you want people who are going to be passionate about what they're doing and people who are going to be good at what they're doing, you need to pay them accordingly.
State leaders are, right now, trying to figure out how to pay and retain the best teachers like Jim. And to make sure, a few years down the road, those teachers aren't seeing greener grass somewhere else. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.